John chapter 12. So 6 days before the Passover, Jesus went to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had died, whom he had raised from the dead. Then they made a meal for him there, and Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Then Mary took a litre of very costly genuine ointment of spikenard, and she anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped his feet dry with her hair. And the house was filled with the scent of the ointment. Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, who was going to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denaries and the proceeds given to the poor?" But he said this not because he was concerned for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the money bag, and carried the funds. Then Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has kept this with a view to the day of my embalming. After all, you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Then a large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there, and they came not on account of Jesus only, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the senior priests had resolved to kill Lazarus as well, because many of the Jews were withdrawing on account of him, and were believing in Jesus. The next day, a large crowd, who had come to the festival, heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, and they took branches of palm trees, and they went out to meet him, and they shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus then found a donkey, and he sat on it, as it stands written, "Do not fear, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on the foal of a donkey." But his disciples did not know these things at first. But when Jesus had been glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him, and that they had done these things for him. Then the crowd who were with him, when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead, gave a testimony, which is why the former crowd also went to meet him, because they had heard that he had performed this sign. Then the Pharisees said to each other, "You see that you aren't making any headway. Look, the world has gone after him." Now there were some Greeks among those going up to worship at the festival. These then went to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they appealed to him and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. But Jesus answered them and said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, if the grain of wheat does not fall to the ground and die, only it remains. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it, saved up for age-abiding life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be. And if anyone serves me, the Father will honour him. My soul is troubled now. Well, what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it is for this that I came, for this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven and said, "I both have glorified it and will glorify it again." Then the crowd who were standing by and had heard it, said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come on my account, but on your account. Now the judgment of this world is here. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And as for me, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself." Now he said this, indicating what kind of death he was going to die. The crowd replied to him, "We have heard from the law that Christ remains throughout the age. So how can you say, 'The Son of Man must be lifted up'? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for just a little while yet. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness does not overtake you. For he who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of the light." Jesus said these things, then he went away and was hidden from them. Although he had performed so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him, so that the word of Isaiah the prophet, which he spoke, might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed our account? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they were not able to believe, because Isaiah again says, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, in order that they should not see with their eyes and understand with their heart and repent, and I should heal them. Isaiah said these things when he saw his glory, and he spoke concerning him. Nevertheless, however, even many of the rulers believed in him, but they did not confess it on account of the Pharisees, so as not to become excommunicated from the synagogue, for they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God. Then Jesus shouted out and said, He who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come to the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words but does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who dismisses me and does not accept my words has one judging him. It is the word which I have spoken which will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own initiative, but it is the Father who sent me, who gave me a commandment as to what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment means age-abiding life. So as for the things I say, as my Father has spoken to me, so I speak.